All right, so we were out at practice on Wednesday. Now, I want to say this was a big talking point, not locally. If you're somebody who follows like strictly Bills beat reporters or people who cover the team, this was not something that was really being talked about locally. Nationally, though, wake up on Tuesday morning after the Bills game against the Jags. They're showing the highlights of how the Bills score 47 points. And then they use the clip after the game of Josh Allen saying, you know, we've got a lot of really great players in this room. It's really, really nice to have guys who are totally comfortable and cool with not getting the ball thrown their way or they're not thinking about stats. Now, I think that this was Josh trying to elevate his team and be like, all this talk about a number one wide receiver, we got a bunch of guys who can play football. But it was not taken that way because, of course, you've got guys on national television, Stephen A. Smith, Marcus Spears, a couple other people saying that this was a shot at Stephon Diggs. Now, completely unprompted, at practice on Wednesday, when talking to reporters, Josh Allen made this comment.
Again, I'm not trying to tear down anybody. I've loved everybody that I've played with, you know, and you don't have to tear other people down to build each other up. And, you know, we're building each other up right now, and that's all we're trying to do. We're trying to stay together as a team, and we're really caring about each other. And, you know, everybody in this building's got that feeling. You know what I mean. You know what I mean. I love 14. I still do. Everyone wants to keep making this thing a thing, and you know we're so focused on what's going on and inside of our building, and that's the only thing that we're caring about right now.
Drama, but not really. Like, he's pouring cold water on it, right?
So specifically, he's asked so everybody knows about Stephon Diggs, right? And like, if he's talking about Stephon Diggs, I don't even know if he was asked, but
no,
he's clarifying that. Because he said right there, I love 14, which, by the way, he's number one now, I believe, in Houston, right?
The second half of that, which was our colleague Matt Perino, was basically saying, well, what do you mean? And he then directed it towards Stephon Diggs. But the first question was about the whole, you've got all these guys who don't ask for the ball all the time and all that stuff. And that's where he eventually took it. So nobody specifically asked about Stephon Diggs until he started to give that answer. And then there was the clarification put into it.
Okay, you can believe, and I do, that Josh is all about his guys and elevating them. There's no doubt. But when you heard that on Monday night, did you not for one second think, oh man, is that something like you don't want to go there, but doesn't your brain go there for a second? Think if he's thinking about Stephon Diggs or in some way?
With him, no. With him, I don't, because he is so polished and PR trained and savvy. I'm not saying I want this.
And he is. I agree. Then he would know that that's going to be construed that way by saying that.
I think so, but I think it was him kind of having his words, what he was trying to convey is, look, guys, we were all in this together. Everything is great. And then it kind of got tangled into something that he didn't intend. I don't think Josh is – I don't want to say dumb enough, because that's not the way it should be said – but I don't think Josh would ever stir the pot unintentionally.
Agreed.
Especially when they are playing that team in a week and a half.
Yeah.
I think this was partially his way, because the initial response was pretty unprompted and he just kind of said it. I think this was his way of trying to nip this in the bud until we get through the next week. And then, you know, of course, it'll be a conversation next week. But I think he was trying to, you know, kind of narrow the focus back to, like, I don't want to talk about this right now, guys. Like, we got a really hard game coming up.
Listen, I agree with all that. But I also understand how people could make that connection. I guess that's how I want to say it. And like you said, we didn't even go there locally, because I think we all kind of understand that that's just not Josh's nature. He's not going to do that. He's not meaning it that way. But nationally, people aren't as close to it. People can't see the forest through the trees. Are probably going to do that. And I understand from that standpoint. I'm glad that he threw some water on it. It is ironic to me that for the last year and a half, 2 years, there's been a lot of things that Stephon Diggs said or tweeted that got very much diagnosed and analyzed. And yet every once in a while, he'd come back and he would say the right thing, right? But there were times where he could have, and he never did, and it just fueled the fire more.
I am not naive enough. When I say this, I am not naive enough to suggest that there was not drama and there were not a lot of layers to this. I don't believe that for a second. But what I do believe is that Josh was not trying to say that and take a shot at Stephon Diggs after they scored 47 points against the Jacksonville Jaguars. I think that he was just saying, like, hey, everyone, look at Khalil Shakir making plays when we throw it to him. Look at what Matt Collins is doing in the run game. Look at all of these guys who are contributing and getting us a 47-point offensive win. Like, look at that. So I do think that there's going to be, you know, this is going to be a story, and it's going to continue to be a story because they were so good together, and it became such a topic of conversation for really like 2 years in a row. So it's going to be something that gets talked about again next week, and it's going to get something that's talked about again the next day after the game. If the Texans win, it'll be, does Josh Allen need Stephon Diggs? If the Bills win, it's that Josh never needed Stephon Diggs. It's messy. It's complicated. It's like a reality TV show mixed into a football game.
And to Stephon Diggs' credit, this year, he's had a couple opportunities to, you know, talk about his time in Buffalo. Mm. And he even said once, I believe his quote was something like, you don't have to talk bad about your ex-girlfriend to make your new girlfriend feel good. Something like that, right?
Yeah.
Where I think he's done a nice job since he's been in Houston. And he's always spoken well about Josh Allen. Again, there's been times where maybe he could have defended him a little more when his brother tweeted what he did. He didn't back Josh and just kind of said, well, it's my brother and I can't, you know, help what he tweets. He could have done a better job of that. There's no doubt. But I think at the end of the day, when we're in Houston a week from Sunday, Josh and Stephon, you know what they're going to do? They're going to meet at midfield and they're going to do a bro hug. And we're going to have a lot of video of that. And people are going to be talking about it. And we're going to put it on Twitter. And you're going to have it on WKBW. And it's going to be, oh, there they are. See, they love each other.
What? And I agree with everything that you just said. And I think that this is going to be something that gets talked about again in less than a week as we're getting closer to the Texans game. But I do think that the point from what Josh is saying deserves to be talked about.
Okay.
I don't want to say that they're better equipped without a number one wide receiver, because I do not feel that way. But do you feel like this is sustainable? This whole everybody eats is something that can continue throughout the course of an entire season? Because we are looking at it from a very small sample size.
That's the exact question I asked on the radio today on WGR Sports Radio 550. I said to Chopin Bulldog, this is the question. Is it sustainable? Because the way they're doing it right now, they've been able to win. But what happens when teams have film on it? What happens when teams start to game plan more and say, wait a minute, okay, now we see how they're doing this and what they're doing. What can you do to adjust? Look, I think with Josh Allen, you can always overcome. You can always make it work no matter what. I think it's sustainable to a level. I don't think it's necessarily sustainable to this high of a level. They're the number one scoring offense in the league right now, right? And I think to expect 32 points a game, I think it is, 32 and a half points a game, to expect that would be a little bit crazy and ridiculous. I don't think that is necessarily sustainable. What I do think is sustainable is to be a very good offense, a very efficient offense, doing it the way they're doing it. And that's because they have the right trigger man. And so far what we see, the right offensive coordinator to put this whole thing together.
Yeah, I think that there's going to be teams that adjust to what the Bills are doing. And now it's another test for Joe Brady to figure out, can he then readjust and try and catch them off guard again? And I think he's going to do a good job of that, because remember, they had his sample size from last year was longer than three games where they had success as a team and as an offense. So people, there was tape out on him after the first couple games that he coached, and then he was able to adjust. And like in the Cowboys game, for example, they just attacked the run. That's what they did, but they did not have that same game plan for the entire course of the second half of the season. So yeah, I do think it's fair to assume that they're going to take some sort of step back, because they have to. If they don't, it would be a historically amazing offense. And that's not what I'm expecting. But I think if you're the Bills and you have a really good offense and a really good defense, that is a recipe for, shockingly enough, a really good team.
Before we move on to talk a little bit about and answer some questions, Josh brought it up today. Everybody's been bringing it up, but I think we need to bring up ourselves here, the offensive line and the job they've done.
Yep.
And to talk about this thing, this point we're talking about now, which is everybody eats. This is impossible without the way the offensive line is blocking in both the run game and the pass game.
Yeah.
And you brought it up on the post game show about how well the tackles are playing. And I agree with you. I think Deion Dawkins is playing the best football of his career. And I think Spencer Brown is playing the best football of his career, which is amazing to put those two things together. And then that's where you can get the everybody eats, both throwing the ball and even running the ball when you're doing it so well. Give a lot of love and a lot of credit to Aaron Cromer. He's a really good offensive line coach, and give a lot of credit to Brandon Bean and his staff for finding guys that can develop into this system. Mm-hmm. That being said, by the way, real quickly, Tylon Grable, he's going to miss several weeks. So it looks like Ryan Vandermark will once again become the swing tackle.
Yeah, which is, you know, a loss for the Bills, but Ryan Vandermark is more than capable of stepping in and doing that exact same role. Alec Anderson gets a shout out because they've utilized him a lot and he's played well. David Edwards is another one that a lot of people who have said, like, hey, listen, he has been a really solid piece for them at guard. And considering he was a reserve player, a backup player last year, like, he has a lot of experience in this league. He won a Super Bowl, but I feel like David Edwards has exceeded expectations. And then Connor McGovern makes the move over. And is there a small step back maybe from what Mitch Morse was doing? Sure. But Connor McGovern is young, and I think he's holding down the front or the middle of the offensive line fairly well. As for Osiris Torrance, we haven't really talked about him. Still think he's continuing to become a very good player in this league. It's hard to live up to the expectations of last year because he was just so good. So I think as a whole, the offensive line has been very good. But to me, the thing that stands out is what Sal alluded to. Deion Dawkins and Spencer Brown are playing really, really good football, and Josh Allen and the offense are benefiting because of it.
So we asked you to ask us some questions, and our first question was just about this. So let's get to that now.